Okay, so let's get into it.
Sounds good.
Ever wonder what the dark side of Christmas looks like?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Talking about rogue Santas.
The ones who are giving the real deal a bad name.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Today we're doing a deep dive into this whole world of rogue Santas.
Very cool.
We've got all these wild anecdotes and firsthand accounts
Oh, wow.
from, disappointed shoppers to like a really irate theme park owner.
I can't wait to hear about this.
And we're going to uncover the truth behind these festive faux pas.
Yeah, so we're not trying to ruin Christmas here. We're just trying to uncover the surprising and sometimes hilarious truth behind these incidents.
Right.
Yeah.
First, stop a department store in Bracknell.
Okay.
So this wasn't just your average bad Santa.
Okay.
This guy convinced the staff he was the real deal,
Oh,
like
wow.
sent from corporate.
Wow, so he like infiltrated the place.
Yeah, he really infiltrated it. He
Interesting.
even brought his own elf and a Rudolph.
He was using the whole disguise and like playing on,
Yeah.
those iconic images we associate with Santa Claus, like to
Exactly.
gain people's trust.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a stark reminder of how vulnerable we can be,
Especially during the holidays.
as consumers during the holiday season.
For sure.
Yeah.
And things went downhill really fast.
Oh, no.
First, there were complaints about a damp patch and like a certain pungent odor.
Oh, God.
Apparently, he also wasn't shy about inviting mothers and older sisters to sit on his lap.
So these details are kind of funny.
They are pretty
It's
funny.
but they really highlight the manipulation at play.
Yeah, for sure.
He was deliberately exploiting that traditional image of Santa Claus for personal gain.
Yeah, and it escalated.
Oh
We're
no.
talking public urination,
Oh jeez.
begging for alcohol,
Oh my goodness.
even some violent outbursts.
This is unbelievable.
Yeah,
It's almost comical,
it is.
but it's also deeply
For
troubling.
sure.
This individual was clearly unfit to interact with children,
Absolutely.
let alone represent such a beloved figure.
It makes you wonder,
Yeah.
how could this go on for so long?
Right, like was it the holiday rush?
Yeah.
Were people simply too polite to question Santa?
Yeah, you don't want to question Santa.
I guess not.
But the staff was completely taken in.
Oh, wow.
They just assumed that corporate had sent him. The real turning point was the staff Christmas party.
Oh, so it gets even
Oh,
worse.
yeah.
Oh
My
man.
goodness.
After a 3-hour lunchtime drinking session,
Wow, 3 hours.
3 hours,
Okay.
he engaged in what can only be described as attempted reindeer
Oh,
relations.
my
And then he
God.
finished it all off by throwing up into his beard. Yeah.
That goes way beyond just being a bad Santa.
Oh,
I mean,
absolutely.
there's a deliberate mockery of the entire Christmas tradition here.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
And that is when the jig was up.
Okay.
The area manager saw the whole thing,
Uh-oh.
fired him on the spot. Wow.
Just 3 days before Christmas.
Wow, what a fitting end
Yeah.
to his reign of festive terror.
Right.
It makes you wonder,
Yeah.
was this all some calculated act to just like get away with this outrageous behavior?
Yeah.
Or did the holiday pressure push him over the edge?
It's a good question.
Yeah.
Definitely food for thought.
Yeah.
Our next story involves a Christmas-themed shed.
Okay, a shed.
A shed
Okay.
that promised a magical experience.
A Christmas-themed shed.
But it delivered something far different.
So this incident highlights how easily the line can be blurred
Yes.
between genuine festive spirit and cynical exploitation.
100%.
Yeah.
This Santa's seasonal shed
Okay.
was advertised online as a full-fledged Christmas theme park.
Oh, wow.
They had pictures of snow, nativity
All
scenes,
right.
the whole nine yards.
It's all about creating that illusion. They use these like enticing visuals
Right.
to tap into our desire for this magical Christmas experience.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And when people arrived
Yeah.
expecting this winter wonderland, they found a shed
A shed.
in someone's backyard.
Are you
I
kidding?
am not
It
kidding.
takes some serious audacity
Right.
to try to pass off a garden shed as a theme park.
Was it sheer boldness or a complete lack of self-awareness?
I don't know.
I'm not sure either.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit of both.
Could be.
So they used shredded ceiling tiles for snow.
Okay.
And get this,
What?
the nativity scene
Yeah.
was made entirely of garden tools.
Oh, no.
A fork was the Virgin Mary.
Okay.
A trowel was baby Jesus.
It almost seems like a parody of Christmas.
Yeah.
Like a satirical commentary almost on how commercialized the holiday has become.
Well, that's what the owner claimed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The visitors weren't laughing.
Yeah, but not.
Especially when one of the reindeer.
The reindeer.
Which were actually just dogs with cardboard antlers, bit a child.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. So this reindeer dog bite, as it's been called.
Okay.
Just shows how quickly things can unravel.
Yeah.
When expectations clash with reality.
Especially with disappointed children and, you know.
Yeah.
Stressed out parents.
Yeah. You mix that all in.
Yeah.
And it's a recipe for disaster.
Definitely.
All hell broke loose.
Oh, wow.
A full-blown riot.
A riot.
An angry father attacked the Santa.
Okay.
Who turned out to be the owner's 74-year-old dad.
Oh, my God.
The poor man ended up having a heart attack.
This is insane.
I know.
That just highlights the potential for chaos when you combine high expectations with like a lack of basic safety measures.
And fuel it all.
Right.
With holiday stress.
It's unbelievable.
I know. Yeah. The owner remained unapologetic.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
He doubled down.
He doubled down.
Wow.
He insisted the whole thing was a joke.
Oh, God.
A commentary on the commercialization of Christmas.
I mean, that raises an interesting question.
It does.
About the role of satire and humor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, especially when it comes to something as deeply ingrained as Christmas.
Right.
Like, was he genuinely trying to make a statement? Yeah. Or was this just a really poorly executed and potentially dangerous scheme?
Yeah. Was he using this as a shield?
Right.
So we have these two wildly different rogue Santa stories here.
Yeah.
One, a department store infiltrator.
Yeah.
The other, like a shed-based theme park con artist.
It's amazing.
But there's a common thread running through them.
Oh, for sure.
Wouldn't you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Both involve this manipulation of expectations.
Yeah.
We have these ingrained images of Santa Claus and these ingrained images of Christmas traditions.
Mm-hmm.
And these individuals exploited those images for their own gain.
100%.
One wanted temporary notoriety.
Right.
The other wanted financial profit.
Exactly.
But both were ultimately driven by self-interest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They were playing a role, but completely disregarded the responsibility that comes with embodying a figure like Santa Claus.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Santa Claus represents joy and generosity and trust.
Yeah.
And these individuals betrayed that trust.
100%.
In like a spectacularly outrageous fashion.
Yeah. It's really something.
Yeah.
And that betrayal can be particularly jarring during the holidays.
Yeah.
A time when we're already grappling with these heightened emotions and expectations.
Like they've taken something pure and innocent and twisted it into something cynical and self-serving.
So what does this all mean?
Right.
Are we supposed to be suspicious of every Santa we encounter?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
But these stories certainly encourage us to be more discerning.
Okay.
You know, to question things that seem too good to be true.
So maybe double check those Santa credentials.
Yeah.
Before letting anyone down the chimney.
Exactly. Right. Maintain that holiday spirit. But keep your wits about you.
Right.
These stories are outlandish as they are. Mm-hmm. They serve as a reminder that even during the most festive of seasons, reality can often be stranger than fiction.
Truth.
Yeah.
Speaking of reality.
Yeah.
Have you ever encountered a rogue version of a beloved holiday figure?
Oh, that's a good question.
Someone who crossed the line from festive fun to full-blown holiday havoc.
Yeah. Have you ever had like a mall Easter bunny with a penchant for carrots and chaos?
We'd love to hear your stories. You can share them with us on social media.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Using the hashtag rogue holidays.
Awesome.
We'll be back in a moment to delve deeper into the psychology behind these rogue Santas.
Okay, sounds good.
And explore what these stories reveal about our own relationship with Christmas.
Okay.
And the figures we trust.
Can't wait. So these rogue Santa stories, I mean, they're entertaining.
Yeah, they are pretty funny.
But they offer this unique window into human behavior.
For sure.
Yeah.
It's true. We tend to idealize Christmas and the figures associated with it.
Right. Yeah, these stories remind us that even Santa Claus is subject to human fallibility.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are some of the potential psychological motivations here?
Well, in the case of the department store, Santa, there's an element of narcissism there.
Okay.
And a desire for attention.
Yeah.
Even if it's negative attention.
Right.
He thrives on the shock value of action.
Yeah, like he's using the Santa suit
yeah.
as a shield
Yeah.
To get away with behavior he wouldn't normally be able to.
Precisely.
Yeah.
The anonymity of the costume,
right?
Coupled with the inherent trust people place in Santa,
yeah,
creates this unique opportunity for him to act out his fantasies.
So what about the shed-based Santa?
Yeah, that one's a little different.
Yeah, his motivations seem a bit more complex.
Yeah, his motivations are more about financial gain.
Okay.
And a cynical exploitation of the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
He's preying on people's desire for a magical Christmas experience, knowing full well he can't deliver on those promises.
It's interesting that he defends his actions as satire.
Yeah.
Almost as if he's trying to, like, elevate himself.
Right.
Above criticism.
Yeah. It's a common defense mechanism for those who engage in this type of behavior.
Right.
By framing their actions as a commentary on society.
Yeah.
They're trying to distance themselves,
yeah,
from the ethical implications of their choices.
So in a way, both of these rogue Santas are playing characters,
mm-hmm,
but they've taken it too far.
Yeah.
And lost sight of the responsibility.
They've crossed the line,
yeah,
from playful mischief to deliberate deception.
Exactly.
And in doing so,
yeah,
they've eroded the trust,
mm-hmm,
that lies at the heart of the Christmas tradition.
And that erosion of trust,
yeah,
can have a ripple effect.
It can.
Impacting not only those directly involved,
right,
but also,
yeah,
our broader societal understanding, mm-hmm, of the holiday.
It's true.
You know, these stories, while extreme, can make us more cautious.
More cynical. Less willing to embrace the magic of Christmas.
So how do we navigate this tension?
That's a tough one.
Between wanting to believe in the spirit of the holiday.
Yeah.
While also acknowledging.
Right.
The potential for deception.
I think it's about finding a healthy balance.
Okay.
We can still embrace the joy and wonder of Christmas.
Okay.
But with a more nuanced understanding of the world.
Okay.
And the people in it.
So maybe it's not about losing the Christmas spirit.
Right.
But rather tempering it.
Exactly.
With a healthy dose of realism.
Yeah.
It's like, enjoy the cookies and milk.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe check for a valid ID.
Yeah.
Before letting anyone down the chimney.
Precisely.
Right.
We can appreciate the festive atmosphere.
Yeah.
The twinkling lights, mm-hmm, the carols.
Mm-hmm.
But also recognize that not everyone embodies the true spirit of,
right,
the season.
It's a reminder.
Yeah.
That even during the most wonderful time of year, critical thinking is still essential.
It really is.
These rogue Santas, in a strange way,
mm-hmm,
serve as a cautionary tale.
Yeah.
Urging us to be more discerning.
We're aware.
More aware.
And ultimately more responsible,
right,
for safeguarding the traditions,
mm,
we hold dear.
Now, shifting gears a bit.
Okay.
I'm curious to explore the impact these rogue Santas have,
yeah,
on the real Santas out there.
The real deal.
Yeah. The ones who genuinely embody the spirit of giving and joy.
Right.
How do they navigate this landscape?
It's got to be tough.
Where their image has been tarnished.
Yeah, I imagine it's a constant battle for legitimate Santas to,
yeah,
maintain their credibility, mm-hmm, and reassure people that they are the real deal.
Do you think these incidents have led to increased scrutiny?
Oh, I think so.
And skepticism towards all Santas?
Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah.
People may be more inclined to question a Santa's authenticity.
Right.
Look for signs of deception.
Right.
Be more guarded with their trust.
It's almost as if these rogue Santas,
yeah,
have created a climate of suspicion.
It's unfortunate, but perhaps inevitable.
Right.
When trust is broken.
Yeah.
It takes time and effort to rebuild.
So what can the real Santas do to combat this skepticism?
Well, transparency is key.
Okay.
A lot of professional Santas now have background checks.
Wow. So they're really having to prove their legitimacy,
yeah,
in a way they never had to before.
Exactly. They're going the extra mile to demonstrate their commitment to upholding the true spirit of Santa Claus.
It's sad to think that these rogue Santas have forced them into this position.
It is a challenge, but I think it also speaks to the resilience,
yeah,
and dedication of those,
yeah,
who genuinely believe in the magic of Santa Claus.
Yeah, they're fighting back against the cynicism.
They are.
Reminding us that even in a world where trust can be fragile,
right,
the spirit of giving and joy can still prevail.
That's a powerful message.
It is.
Especially during the holidays.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our listeners.
Okay.
We've, yeah, delved deep into the psychology of rogue Santas.
Yeah.
But what about the psychology of those who are drawn to these experiences?
Oh, that's interesting.
What is it about these fake Santas and their outlandish schemes that attracts people?
There are likely multiple factors at play.
Okay.
Some people may be motivated by a desire for novelty.
Okay.
Seeking out the unusual or the absurd.
Right.
Others may be driven by a sense of nostalgia.
Right.
Longing for a simpler time.
Yeah.
When they believed in the magic of Santa Claus.
Right. And maybe some just looking for a good laugh.
Yes.
Finding humor in the absurdity of it all.
It's a complex dynamic.
Sure.
But I think it's important to remember that even those who are drawn to these experiences are ultimately seeking something positive, whether it's a sense of wonder, amusement, or a connection to their childhood.
It speaks to the enduring power of the Santa Claus myth.
It does.
Even in its most distorted forms.
Exactly. It's a reminder that even when the facade cracks, the allure of the myth remains.
So as we continue our deep dive into the world of rogue Santas, we encourage you to consider your own relationship with the holiday.
That's a good idea.
What draws you to the Christmas season?
Yeah.
What traditions do you hold dear?
Right.
And how do these stories challenge your perceptions of those traditions?
We'll be back in a moment to explore the broader cultural implications of these rogue Santas and consider what their actions reveal about our society's relationship with trust and tradition and the ever-evolving meaning of Christmas.
We've explored the psychology behind these rogue Santas.
Yeah.
And we even talked about the impact they're having on the real Santas.
Yeah, the ones actually out there doing good work.
But now I want to zoom out even further.
Okay.
What do these stories tell us about society as a whole?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
These seemingly isolated incidents can reflect larger cultural trends and anxieties.
We talked about how these rogue Santas exploit our trust.
Right.
Is there a connection between that and like the growing sense of distrust?
Oh, yeah.
We see everywhere today.
Absolutely.
With fake news and online scams.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere, right?
Yeah. I mean, we live in an age of information overload.
Right.
It's so hard to know what's real and what's not.
It really is.
These rogue Santas, they kind of embody that blurring of lines.
Right.
They present themselves as something they're not.
They do.
And they prey on our vulnerability.
And our desire to believe.
Exactly.
It's like they're a symptom of a larger societal shift.
I think so.
Where trust is becoming more and more fragile.
Yeah, that fragility of trust can extend beyond just the individual level.
Right.
It can impact our institutions, our communities.
Wow.
Even our sense of shared reality.
We also talked about the commercialization of Christmas. And how these rogue Santas seem to be both a product of and a commentary on that whole phenomenon.
That's a key point.
Yeah, Christmas has become so commercialized.
It really has.
It's all about material possessions and extravagant displays.
And these rogue Santas in their own twisted way, they're holding up a mirror to that excess.
Yeah.
Exposing the absurdity of it all.
It's like they're saying,
yeah,
look how far we've strayed from the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, in a sense, they are.
Right.
They're highlighting the disconnect between that idealized image of Santa.
Yeah, the selfless giving Santa.
And the reality of a holiday that's often driven by consumerism and self-interest.
So these rogue Santas are more than just isolated bad actors.
I agree.
They're a reflection of our times.
Yeah, forcing us to confront uncomfortable truths.
About ourselves?
About ourselves and the society we've created.
And how we participate in it.
Exactly. They challenge us to examine our own complicity in the systems they exploit and to consider how we can reclaim the values of authenticity.
And generosity.
Generosity and genuine connection.
That often get lost.
That get lost in the holiday frenzy.
It's a sobering thought.
It is.
But also an empowering one.
It is.
We have the power to choose how we engage with the holiday.
We do.
To resist the pressures of consumerism.
Right.
And to focus on the aspects of Christmas that truly matter.
It's about remembering that the true magic of Christmas lies not in the presents or the decorations.
It's about the spirit.
It's about the spirit of giving.
And the warmth of togetherness.
The warmth of togetherness and the enduring power of human connection.
And those are values worth celebrating.
100%.
Regardless of whether you believe in Santa Claus or not.
Well said.
I think that's the perfect note to end on.
It is.
We started this deep dive with a few outrageous stories.
Yeah. A lot of laughs.
But we uncovered so much more.
We did.
Than just holiday hijinks.
We explored themes of trust and deception.
Right.
Consumerism and authenticity.
And the ever-evolving meaning of Christmas.
Yeah, in a rapidly changing world.
And most importantly, we engaged in a thoughtful conversation.
We did.
About how these stories can challenge us to be more critical thinkers.
More mindful consumers.
More mindful consumers.
And more intentional about cultivating the values we hold dear.
Thank you for joining us on this deep dive.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Into the surprising and thought-provoking world of Rogue Santas.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Remember, the holidays are a time for reflection, connection, and joy.
Get too curious.
Don't let the cynicism of a few Grinch-like figures steal your Christmas spirit.
Yeah, don't let them get to you.
Embrace the good. Be mindful of the bad and cherish the moments that truly matter.
Cheers.
Happy holidays, everyone.